Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You get the chance to live like you were dying.
Chime is not playing that because of the ear thing. For those who are hoping, it is because of Curtis's leave this morning, which is, or was, that artificial intelligence can now pinpoint the moment, the time, the day that you are going to die. And his question was, would you want to know?
Right.
So I think most of us said no on this show.
And I thought that would be, I thought I would be on an island there. I feel like most people would want to be able to set everything in order and, you know.
Yeah, I just think it would be like the only thing on your mind. Right. Like, I don't know if you'd enjoy your interactions with others.
Nobody would enjoy that. Like, who
you'd
wants
also
to know?
Be like, also, you'd be kind of like Eeyore-ish. Like, right. Everywhere you went, you'd be like, well, guess this might be the last brunch before I die. Hopefully somebody can pick the tab up.
Well, that's another one. Talk about a built-in cheap excuse.
Unless it comes back, you got like 55, 60 years to live, then it's like, all right, that's no
that
problem.
That would be okay.
But if it's all right, you got 5 years, forget about it. Who wants to hear that?
All right. Courtney has flexed this Monday. She'll be back tomorrow. Andrew Razor Raycroft was going to come in for the whole show, but then I think he has Nesson things that take priority. And Razor will join us at 9, I believe. Gerard Mayo will be on this show at 9. Serious question based on the commercial I just did for Truly Tequila Sodas during the break. How are the Patriots not doing something on Sunday for Cinco de Mayo? Is Stacey or anybody listening over there? That's an easy one, Cinco de Mayo.
I think it's perfect.
Brees went to the Messi game on Saturday.
Oh, I saw him there.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Oh, how was it?
It was awesome. I mean, everybody got what they paid for. Not only did you get to see Messi score once, you got to see him score twice.
What's his deal? He doesn't normally play on turf?
Correct. And neither does Luis Suarez, who came in the second half from Miami as well.
Big soccer guy, are you?
Yeah, I love soccer. My whole family loves soccer.
I'm surprised. I thought they usually put the don't they usually put the grass down, though?
No, they don't. Not here. They will for the World Cup, though. It was one of the mandates by FIFA. So when the World Cup comes here, they will put grass down. That's one of the reasons why they're not having the championship game at SoFi Stadium.
My good friend Jay Harmon, who owns Cisco on Nantucket and elsewhere, was going to that game, and he sent me a pair of tickets that were on the secondary market were $57,000 because people were driving and traveling from all over to go see Messi.
Did they just let him score? You were there.
I know he's good, but damn.
The Revolution are not good.
Right.
Not as good as
but
they
But normally they don't have like the upper bowl open in those soccer games, but they had him open and there were a ton of people in those seats.
But
there were like 53,000 people there.
Doesn't he have a bunch?
I thought I had heard that there were over 60,000 sold.
Maybe it was 63,000 then. I just heard that there was a...
It wasn't even fully sold out?
Leading up to it, I think on Thursday or Friday, somebody told me they had sold most ever at Gillette was 67,000, whatever it was, for a playoff game. That they had sold 63,000 in advance, I think was the number that I had heard.
In a lifetime of dumb things, Ken Laird saying that Messi is the biggest, most popular athlete in America may be the dumbest.
Did he say that?
He was like, Saturday we're talking, and he's like, Messi's...
In America?
Yeah, in America. Internationally, probably.
I don't know. He probably is internationally.
No, Ronaldo's number one on that list.
Not more than Messi at this point.
I think since Ronaldo went to Saudi Arabia, Wiggy, I think his numbers have gone down drastically for some people.
Because Ronaldo does, I think he does a little bit more when it comes to off the field, like advertising. But, you know, who the hell knows? They're one or two, put it like that.
There were 65,612 people at Gillette or sold tickets, which means more people went to see Cam Newton than Messi on an average day.
Okay. Yeah, in America, I would, yeah. Soccer's not, like, big in America.
All right, Wiggy, your lead, quick.
All right, good morning. So my lead is simple. The Patriots, I gave them a fat, juicy, like, Shimes draft grade, an F during free agency.
Yeah.
But as far as the draft goes, I give them an A for this one.
You do?
I thought the draft went perfect. You got your quarterback. Then you took your wide receiver next. You got a couple offensive linemen. You took another wide receiver, the kid from UCF, which he's supposed to be a pretty good player.
We're going to hear from him during they said.
Correct, Javon Baker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and then you added that element. And then the other thing, I don't mind it. I actually like it, is the Joe Milton pick. Now, you know, he's somebody that could potentially be your backup to Drake May. Because it looks like it's probably based on that it's going to go Jacoby Myers, Drake May, and then Joe Milton, I would say, is probably going to be the young quarterback.
Anybody check in on Courtney when it comes to the future of Bailey Zappe?
Yeah, it doesn't look good for Zapsta. Doesn't look good at all. But I like what the Patriots did this year with their draft. They
strength in numbers. You know, it's been tough to find a receiver, so you just pile them in, get as many different guys as you can in here. Outside of Drake May, and, you know, I don't know. The people, I don't know anything about the tackle or the guard.
The kid from Penn State supposed to be pretty good.
Right. I mean, he had a pretty good review from the draft experts. But I just love the approach being, we need a ton of help on offense, and here's a bunch of different guys that could potentially do it.
All right. Great lead, Wiggy.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to Gerard Mayo about the draft coming up at 9 on this morning show. I'll squeeze my lead in next. It's an NFL-related lead. And then we'll get to they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.